and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I am glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about the meaning of life. Why? Because it's New Year's. New Year's Eve is a great time to spend time with family, but also to reflect on what changes are we going to make in the next year. I plan on continuing this podcast because, boy, am I learning a lot as I get to figure out how to produce a podcast and do the image, you know, creation for each of the little thumbnails that you click on and see, and how I can make those more persuasive so more people will join, and all those sorts of little things. And then the subject of this show, I have such a backlog of really cool things I've discovered. There's stuff from archives back in the 1930s that I can't wait to share with you guys, and all kinds of other really awesome and amazing things. So in this episode, while we're thinking about the new year and we're going to reflect on what our possibilities are, we might come around to thinking on what the meaning of life is. And remember, in this show, we talk about systems and people we often take for granted. Now, those of you who are fans of the show or the movie and the book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, will remember that in that story, you know, the characters are going on a grand adventure, and one of the things they come across is, what is the meaning of life? And there's a computer in that story that thinks about it for a number of years, lots and lots and lots and lots of years. They do all the calculations to figure out what the meaning of life is. And at one point in the story, that computer communicates that answer back to people, and it's the number 42. And that usually leaves the audience wondering, why in the world is it the number 42? And the answer actually is pretty cool and pretty wonderful once you understand 42. So 42 as a number, maybe not the coolest, greatest number yet. It's divisible by 2. It's over 40. It's got a few different characteristics, right? We have different numerical histories, right? And 42 doesn't really fall into any one of those. So, for example, because we have 10 fingers and 10 toes, generally speaking, right, we have 20 base numbering systems in our language, right? So if you look at the way we talk about language, we have numbers 1 through 20 tend to be different than the other numbers in the series, right? And that's because historically people would only maybe count up to 20, but they've given specific names, right? Because otherwise you'd have, you know, instead of having 12, 13, 14, you'd have 182, 183, 184, 185. Why? Because when you get to 20, you have 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So linguistically, right, we have this heritage of a 20-base numbering system. We also have this heritage of a 60-base numbering system. That's how come all of our clocks are based on 60 seconds and 60 minutes, right? And those sorts of things. And that 60 is, oh my goodness, 60 is such a beautiful number if you are using abstract numbers, right, as opposed to a base 10 numbering system. Why? Because 60 is divisible by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, right? It's divisible by all of those numbers. And so those being the most familiar numbers, being the first 6 numbers in the series, right? And being able to be divisible by all of those is really cool and important. So hence 60 would be a great number, but we get 42 in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and this throws a lot of people off. And the reason why it throws people off is because the numbering system they're expecting to give the answer is not the one that they are familiar with, right? So the numbering system that we use for counting up, you know, or for our clocks and stuff like that is 60, right? The numbers that we use linguistically go from 0 to 20, right? But 42 is not designed for human beings. 42, remember, is the answer a computer gave. So the answer must be from a system that is understood by computers. And this is where it gets pretty neat. So the answer actually comes back to ASCII, A-S-C-I-I. Don't ask me what it stands for. I didn't look that up prior to the podcast. But ASCII, right, is very similar to what we use in Morse code, right, where you have a series of dots and dashes. Only in ASCII, it's ones and zeros. And each one of those ones and zeros refers to a different placeholder number, right? So for example, you know, in ASCII, if you were to do 000, that might mean 0. If you do 0001, it might mean A. 0002 or 0010, right, might mean 2, and so on and so forth, right? You have a different number placeholder, a different bit is turned on to refer to that particular character on your keyboard or number on your keyboard. So 42 is one of those characters, right? Because most of our keyboards are 101 character compatible, if not more, right? 42 is definitely one of those characters. So it's a character you've seen on the keyboard. It's not the at sign. It's a little off from that. The number on the keyboard that 42 represents is not really a number, it's a symbol. It's the symbol for the asterisk. And the asterisk in computer language is the multiplier. It means whatever you want it to be. 42 is whatever you want it to be. It is the asterisk. The meaning of life is whatever you decide to make of it. And that's why that is the episode we're sharing with you guys. This is the topic we're sharing with you guys as we're going out into this new year. What will you make of this year? You know, it's not going to be made for you. It's not going to be handed to you. You will make the year. What will you make of it, right? What will you make of that year? So that way you can get the most out of it. You can find the most joy. You can find the most happiness out of it. And there's a lot of options out there, and you have to be the one to decide what that will look like and what it will be. And so I hope that as we continue this journey together, where we take curiosity and we take gratitude, right? And we bring that forward in the new year with a positive outlook, that we can find things and fall in love with things that we didn't know existed. We didn't know that somebody else cared about, right? A lot of the things that we have were not just simply exist in existence, right? Somebody cared and put it together. And we need to take a pause and notice and understand that. And so if you happen to be a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and you've paused to wonder why the answer to the meaning of life was 42, well, now you know. And now you can share that with somebody else. All right, speaking of sharing things, I want Curiosity Spotlights. A Curiosity Spotlight is where we ask you guys as our audience to tell us how curiosity has impacted your personal and professional life. And you can leave that in a comment below, right? You can leave that on Twitter using the hashtag Curiosity Spotlight, or you can ping us directly on Twitter at Parking Thought, right? And so feel free, tell us how curiosity has impacted your personal or professional life, because I'll bet you it has. I'll bet you you've been curious about something and it's led you to a whole world that you've fallen in love with. And if you can type that up in 240 characters or less, we'd love to highlight it on the show and have that available for the audience to share with the rest of them. Because as we share what we're curious about, it helps us, again, appreciate more things that exist in the world. And it also helps us recognize some of the beautiful things that we do have. So let's wrap up this episode. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody else. And if you're just sticking around for this episode, we're glad you can make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on the YouTube, the Spotify, the Apple Podcast, and LBRY.TV. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?